the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. You are quite a remarkable congregation, because I think I could count on less than one hand the number of times that I've read this gospel, and it includes the Our Father, where people don't just out of reflex start praying the Our Father along with the gospel reading, so that you can give yourself an attaboy or an attagirl for that. You may remember in the 1970s there was a wonderful production of Robert Graves' I, Claudius that ran on PBS, and it's a great production, though the books are even better. And I read the books when I was in high school, and there's a scene in the books that didn't make it into the adaptation on TV, where young Claudius is appointed a priest, and the problem with that is, according to the Roman laws, the priest had to say everything just so, and if he made a mistake, if he tripped up in speaking, he had to go all the way back to the beginning and say it again. So one of the things that Claudius did when he became emperor was he changed that law, because as you may remember from the series, Claudius had a stammer and he couldn't speak well. Among the pagans, they viewed their prayers and religious rituals as somehow binding the gods. If you said something just right, with the right words, and a lot of them, the god would have to do something for you. And that's not what we as Christians believe. You know, when we pray, we're asking God, we're not binding him. God is not a divine vending machine where you put 3/4 in and you get out whatever you want. Sometimes we'll find in the back of the church the sheafs of paper that have a prayer on it, and says, then the prayer will say, if you pray this while standing on one leg, while patting your head and rubbing your belly, and you leave 33 and a third copies of this in the back of the church, God has to give you whatever you want. It doesn't work that way. First of all, we need to remember that prayer is not just about asking God for stuff. You know, that's important, but it's not all of what prayer is about. Prayer is also about praising God and the prayer of contrition, you know, expressing our sorrow for our sins. And prayer is also about listening to God. And it doesn't require, you know, a certain set formula. Now you may say then, Father, why do you like all these set prayers? Well, it's not because I'm lazy. Well, maybe partially because I'm lazy, but it's because most of the rote prayers that we pray, you know, how could you pray to God the Father better than Jesus did with the Our Father? How could you honor the Blessed Virgin Mary better than with the words of the Archangel Gabriel combined with the words of Saint Elizabeth? If a prayer says what it says and says it well, why, you don't get extra points for being extemporaneous either. That's why, you know, when we bless food, I like the Bishop Federal prayer. Bless us, O Lord, in these thy gifts which you're about to receive through thy bounty, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Says everything you need to say, and the food doesn't get cold. So remember what our Lord says. He says, we'll not be heard because of our many words. Don't be like the pagans, but instead pray like the Our Father. Short, sweet, to the point. And forgive others their transgressions, so that your heavenly Father will forgive you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.